13009. Let's do appearances in the courtroom first, if we could. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Inger Garcia.
Let's see, we have, I'm just going to go in the order that I have people on my list. Ms. Feynman, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Feynman, excuse me, for the U.S. trustee.
Mr. Schrayberg, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Brad Schrayberg on behalf of secured creditor Patricia Sound.
Mr. Rose, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Alan Rose on behalf of Ted S. Bernstein, trustee of a certain trust, which is holder of a second mortgage.
Very good. And let's see, we have Mr. Elliot Bernstein, I believe. Oh, you're here. And why don't you just come up to the podium and you can say your name, and you're welcome to have a seat up front if you like.
And we also have Daniel Bernstein here, Your Honor.
Very good. Yep. And so we have both, and you can sit in the front row if you like. It's up to you.
Okay.
So we have both of you. That is Joshua and Daniel, correct? Then we have, no, Joshua's on Zoom, Jacob and Daniel. Correct? Here in the courtroom? Elliot. Oh, Jacob's missing. All right. So, and then we have Joshua Bernstein on Zoom, correct?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good afternoon. And Candace Bernstein as well, or not?
Yes, I'm here, Your Honor, as well.
Oh, she's also on Zoom.
Right.
Is there anyone who has failed to make an appearance who I did not call out?
Your Honor, I'm here too. I'm just having some
audio.
Okay, that's Hello. Jacob Bernstein. That's Jacob Bernstein speaking, I believe, correct?
Correct.
Very good. And that is on Zoom as well. All right, so this is an involuntary Chapter 11 case that was filed by individuals, and an order for relief has been entered in the case. Normally, I would set a status conference to find out what's happening in connection with this involuntary, why it exists, and the like, and I take you'd like to address those matters?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm here to request that the court give the Bernstein Family Realty LLC time to retain either me as counsel or bring in another counsel. I'm here right now today on behalf of the three kids, Jacob, Joshua, and Daniel, requesting this time. They're the ones that put the trust in a bankruptcy. They're the three, the LLC, they're the three managing members of the LLC.
All right, so that's interesting because they didn't say that in the petition. They said that they were creditors as a result of capital infusions. But they are the directly, in their personal names, the managing members of the LLC?
No, the LLC is temporarily dissolved, so we need to reinstate it.
Okay, and why was it dissolved?
Administratively, it was originally dissolved. Probably for lack of filings.
Okay, so they didn't file annual reports. That's probably why.
Right.
And right now you're representing the petitioning creditors.
Yes, right now I'm here for limited appearance for Jacob, Joshua, and Daniel to get the extension of time for us to determine if I'm coming in as the counsel for the LLC and reinstating it, or if a second counsel is going to come in.
Let me point out to you that merely appearing on their behalf likely would result in you not being able to represent the alleged, now the debtor,
right,
in this case.
Okay,
have they talked to a bankruptcy lawyer about representing the debtor? This was filed as in Chapter 11, which means the theory is a reorganization. And is that the intention? Why was the petition filed?
The petition was originally filed. There was a foreclosure final judgment. There was a sale set on one of the main assets of this LLC.
The
LLC have assets other than that one property? There's a lot of other issues in assets potential. There's $300,000, I think, in core registry, and there's patents and other issues, litigation.
Broader scope, it's going to take a little time to digest and present properly. Understood. And so what you are hoping is that I will say it's okay that the entity doesn't have counsel yet. The problem is this. Under not only the court's local rules, but more than 200 years of Supreme Court precedent, a corporate entity can do nothing in a bankruptcy case or any other federal matter without a lawyer. Literally nothing. And that means that the schedules can't be filed, that nothing can happen, that no one can appear and speak on their behalf. If any relief is requested, they can't respond. So
the time period that would be appropriate to give for a Chapter 11 debtor in possession, which is what it is now, has to be extremely short. Have you talked to anybody about representing the debtor in the case?
Yes, I was just brought in yesterday, or I guess the day before yesterday, just started communicating with me. And I've spoken to three other lawyers, which I'm waiting to speak to after today to determine how we're going to handle it.
Understood. Now, if they are members, they're members of the entity?
Or members, not members. Masters.
Okay. Why was this not a voluntary case? I don't understand why it's an involuntary case.
I wasn't here at the time of the filing, Judge, so I don't know the logic.
All right. It might be wise for me to hear from other parties. Who should I? I'm not sure who I should ask to talk to first. Anybody wish to be the first person to speak? Mr. Schraberg's raising his hand. Mr. Schraberg, and your client is?
The senior secured creditor on the real estate. We have the judgment of foreclosure. It was our judicial sale that was set that prompted this, I guess, involuntary thing.
Understood.
Our suggestion is that the debtor, the status conference be rolled for 1 week, and the debtor be required to have counsel at that status conference. Otherwise, I believe that my client will take the position that the case should be converted to a Chapter 7. And I believe when Mr. Rose represents the second mortgage, would agree to that as well. We don't know how this company is going to retain counsel. It is our belief that it is a capitalist ship. There is no manager of this debt, but that's our position.
Usually it's possible, if there is no manager, for one to be selected. So couldn't one be selected?
I think they've had that opportunity for over a year, and for whatever reason.
Hasn't happened.
Correct.
Can you tell me briefly about what is the property? Very briefly. Yeah. What is it? And you say there's more than one lender.
It's a residence in Boca Raton, single family
right.
Home in Boca Raton.
And some of the people, appearing today live there.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
Mr. Rose may be able to address in a little more detail, but during the state court litigation and even before then, there have always been negotiations with the petitioning creditors to try to figure out if a resolution can be reached. One never was able to be. And that's why we're in the position we're in right now.
What was the genesis of your client's claim? Is it a loan or something else?
It was a seller financing mortgage.
So your client was the former owner, or is the successor to the former owner?
We were the former owner, I believe.
Okay.
and
Mr. Rose? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the confusion is the mortgage was originally owned tenancy by the entirety by Mr. and Mrs. Somm. Mr. Somm has recently passed away.
And that would mean that it goes automatically to the one remaining owner.
Right.
Okay, understood. Mr. Rose, did you wish to add anything?
I don't have anything to add. I can, unless the court has any questions that you have, you know, you would like to be answered. This sort of emanates out of a 2012 probate estate in Palm Beach County. The mortgage that my client holds was originally held by the decedent, Simon Bernstein. Simon would be Elliot's father and the three sons' grandfather. And so that's where we are. The entity itself, Bernstein Family Realty LLC, was an entity that was formed and I think managed by Simon while he was alive, or by a trustee, and then the trustee resigned, the successor trustee resigned as manager sometime maybe in 2016.
What I got from one of the documents filed by the petitioners is that the membership interests were all held by trust. That's what I thought.
Well, yeah, I can answer some.
I'm seeing some nodding from parties in the courtroom, but
it seemed to me that there were no directly personally held membership interests. They were all trusts. That's what I thought I read.
That's accurate.
Okay. What is your view on Mr. Strayberg's suggestion that I have a continued status conference this week and direct the debtor to get counsel?
I have no objection to Mr. Schreiber's suggestion, Your Honor.
Practical. Alignment. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just meant it was a practical. It was a practical suggestion. I have no objection.
It is a practical suggestion, Ms. Feynman.
Your Honor, Heidi Feynman for the U.S. Trustee. I have no objection to a one-week continuance. Understand that without schedules and without a matrix, the 341 can't be set. So we are in a holding pattern as it is as well.
And let me translate for the people who are not bankruptcy people. When a case is filed, the matrix is the list of every possible creditor. And so when there is no matrix, that means there is no notice of the bankruptcy except likely to the people who are in the courtroom and on this Zoom meeting right now. That means that this is in effect a secret bankruptcy as to anybody else who might be impacted. The other problem with that is that as administration is supposed to move forward in a bankruptcy case, one of the primary things that needs to happen is the filing of the schedules and statement of financial affairs. Those are the basic disclosures in a Chapter 11 or any bankruptcy case. Without those, no one knows anything about the debtor. And because there is no matrix, there can't be the first basic procedural thing that happens in the case, and that is that the United States trustee, which is a component of the Justice Department and is responsible for administration of bankruptcy cases, would normally have what we call a 341 meeting. It's a meeting where creditors are allowed to attend, and the counsel on behalf of the United States trustee and potentially other parties would get to question the debtor's representative under oath. At present, it doesn't seem that there could be anybody who could testify on behalf of the debtor. If that was the case would probably, if there is a motion, be converted to a liquidation under Chapter 7. If the Chapter 11 debtor does not obtain counsel, it is likely that that would also be a reason to convert the case to a liquidation under Chapter 7. A liquidation means that a trustee is appointed, an individual who takes control of the entity, and the members would no longer have the ability, if they still retain it, to select a manager to make decisions on behalf of the entity. And the purpose of a Chapter 7 is the liquidation of the assets held by the entity. Collection of claims as well. So it's unclear what might happen in this case, and the entity is currently unrepresented. So Mr. Strayberg's recommendation, which is a very practical one, is for me to have the status hearing next week and give the debtor time to get a counsel in the meantime. Your reaction to that, Ms. Garcia?
Just depending on the date, Your Honor, because I do have a criminal trial set this week in Broward.
My motion calendars are usually on Wednesday. So it'll be the same as today, 1:30. Is that a conflict with you?
May I check my calendar?
Of course.
Are you talking about Wednesday, June 1st, Your Honor?
Yes.
Yeah, we're available.
Good. Then we will move the status hearing to next week, same time. And I wish you luck in selecting counsel. I'm glad to hear you've already spoken with several people. That's wise. It's a kind of a thorny procedural circumstance. The involuntary cases are fairly unusual, especially under this situation. So when you're interviewing people, I would make sure that you have somebody who is experienced in Chapter 11 matters and not just consumer bankruptcy. All right, anything else today before I say goodbye to all of you until next week? All right, very good. I'll see you all next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, everyone. Let's see. Ms. Leonard, 160? Yes. The next matter is 160 Royal.